how proud are you of your from of your guys? I mean, you were not supposed to be here. You were the last team qualified, and you gave the fans 10 great games.
Yeah, I think our whole staff is very proud of working with these guys. You know, we have a mix of older guys and young guys, and to see how they gelled through this experience and at the bubble here in Toronto, right from day one, they left their families, everything. But the biggest thing is what they did when they got here. They committed to playing hard and playing for each other. And, you know, let's be honest, we surprised people. And but the experience of all these guys learn and how this has really gelled this group together. And this is a great thing for these guys to build on.
Next question in the media center.
Alexandre Gascon de Radio-Canada. Kirk, from that unexpected run you guys just had, a simple question. What impressed you the most from your team?
I think the they worked for every goal, winning game that we participated in. It was a group effort. We had a lot of great looks. Like I say, the young kids, how they progressed through this whole experience, and the veteran guys, and showing how much they love this group and how much they want to lead. And so the combination of how they gelled together, but it's how hard they played, they played the right way. And really proud of this group of, what they accomplished.
We'll do two more upstairs. Next one.
Hey, Kirk, it's Eric Engels from Sportsnet. I'm just wondering, when you look back on the regular season and all the losing that went on here, was there a value maybe found there that you wouldn't have realized if you didn't have this opportunity to come play these games here in Toronto?
Well, you know what, we play in a tough market and in a passionate market, and unless you experience it and see what it's like to play and as a player in those type of markets, as far as every day grinding through. And it pushes you as a player, because, the fans love the team and they're so passionate and all that. So, you go through those periods of that and some losses and that, it's tough. But then when you come here and you put together and you start winning and everyone's gels together and they got a taste of it. And that's the fun part with this group, is that they've gone some ups, through some ups and downs, but because of it, they're going to take this and go, wow, we can move forward. And that little taste of what the little success they have here, I think they're going to grow and build with it.
We'll do one more in the media center.
Hey, Kirk, Stu Cannon, Montreal Gazette. As you noted earlier, your team did surprise a lot of people in this postseason. What about this team surprised you the most?
I didn't hear you.
Sorry, Kirk. As you said earlier, your team surprised a lot of people in this postseason. I'm wondering what your team did to surprise you the most. Maybe what was your most pleasant surprise out of this?
We didn't give up much, defensively, and that's always a good sign. Like, you look at a lot of the teams that are playing right now, they're good and strong teams without the puck. So that's people talk about the identity of this team, but we're also, capable of scoring goals. So, if you play the right way and you defend well, and then you can score goals, that's a nice combination. And especially when you get the goaltending like Carey Price in there, what he brings to this team. So, you got experienced veteran leaders, you got young guys to build with, you got a team that played the right way, you got great goaltending. There's a lot of, when you put all those things together, it's a nice pieces.
Next question, JF Chamat, Journal de Montreal.
Hi, Kirk. In the past, Carey Price, Shea Weber, and even Brendan Gallagher, they said that they want to play in Montreal, but they want to win in Montreal. Will you say that with the way the kids have been playing, the way Suzuki have been playing, the way KK have been playing, it might be good for them in the future to know that this team can be a winning team, not in 5 or 10 years, but maybe in a shorter period of time?
Well, I think this, these last two rounds have, showed indication that the team can play with some of these top teams. So there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of good pieces And it's amazing how quickly it all kind of looks like it's gonna can assemble together. So I think there's a lot of optimism as much as we're disappointed tonight, but a lot of optimism moving forward with this group that they have right now.
We'll do a few more for Coach Mark Antoine Godin, The Athletic.
Hello, Kirk. I know that you guys never stopped having faith in Carey Price. You always held him in high esteem, but he had ups and downs in the last 3 years. Seeing him play at the level that reminds us of 2015, what impact does it have on the team going forward?
Well, you can't imagine the confidence it brings to players and a team when you know that you have a goalie like that back in the and then that's that, you know, you if you play and you make a mistake, he's going to back you up. And as a player, that's a pretty good feeling to have. Carey has showed that he's, the top goalie in this game. His passion's there. You know, he's committed. And I think if you talk to Carey, I'm sure he'll say, listen, I love what's going on. And I love this team and this group of guys. And that's, you know, if you feel that way, that it's going to show in your game. And I think Carey's a real committed guy right now, and he wants to win. And this is all just pure optimism from what we saw on his performance in these two rounds.
Luke Jelena, RDS.
First, congratulations, Kirk, for that run. During that span in Toronto, did you learn something that you didn't know, or did you see something that you didn't expect from Kotkaniemi and Suzuki and all those kids who never played in playoffs before?
Oh, yeah, we'd be, you know, this is what you got to go through. And fortunately, we had this opportunity here in Toronto. These were big time games, and we depended on these kids for key roles and key situations, and they came through, you know, they did what they had to do. So, right there, it's just, it's fun to see those kids that are so passionate, love playing together, but able to take on these challenges against, hey, like Crosby's and the Malkins and the Drews and all these guys. It was a good challenge for these guys.
We'll do two more questions. Ken Campbell, The Hockey News.
Yeah, Kirk, in that same vein, I'm wondering if it's time to maybe suggest that the Canadians' long search for a number one center might be over now.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But like we're talking, you know, you look at the four centers, you know, that we have, like Suzuki there, KK, you know, Jake, you know, he came, he played a little piece with us last year. He's around. You got, you know, the different options, you know, Max plays center, you know, you got Phil that does his role. So, you know, all of a sudden you look at the team and you're like pretty strong down the middle.
Last question, Dave Stubbs, NHL.com.
Kirk, congratulations on the run. In addition to being a coach, you're a teacher. It's a good part of what you do in the game of hockey now. And you have young kids like KK and Suzuki. What kind of debrief are you going to have with these guys when you send them away into what's left of the summer before they come back to you next year? What do you tell them to work on, or what impressed you about them that you want to communicate to them?
Well, I think it's a real good opportunity for them to go home, and before you know it, we were playing hockey again, and they're gonna, you know, see it, playing these many minutes and all that, how important conditioning is, you know, so they're gonna have to, you know, continue to work on that, to continue their stamina, get stronger. It's a tough league, and you know, we had a couple, you know, rounds here, but you're gonna, you know, have to do it after 82 games, so you can't get complacent. You got to keep working on those type of things. But I think really, other than that, they should go home, feel good about themselves, come in great shape, and build off of what they just started here in Toronto.